The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett, and today my guests are Superintendent Dr. Jerry Sanders. We have Jenna Clark, the new assistant principal at Edgewood High School, and Matt Irwin, assistant superintendent. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality, and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Well, I welcome all of you to Super Chat. Jerry, we are in the process of coming out of the summer break, which of course means the beginning of the 2024-25 academic school year. So what back-to-school information can you share with families?
Oh, absolutely. I tell you what, we are really excited about this coming school year. We just have a lot of great things that we're doing in our Edgewood schools, and we want to take that to the next level during the 2024-25 school year. But I sent out parents and staff by now should have received that welcome back to school letter that they anticipate every year. In that letter, I provide a lot of important information. I would encourage our families to get on Harmony right now and register for the school year. The system is live. It is live and families can get on and register. And it's important that they do that every year. So I encourage everybody to take care of that as soon as they can. In that letter that I sent home to families, I remind them that school is starting on August 7th. And August 7th is a Wednesday, and normally Edgewood schools have a delayed start Wednesday by a half hour, but we don't do that on the first day. First day of school is just a regular full school day, and we start that delayed start Wednesday, the following Wednesday on August 14th. Also, I've in the letter to parents, I encouraged them take a look at the school supply list. Now, I want everybody to know that even though we put out school supply lists, that no child would go without school supplies. We have a student assistance fund to help students. We have TriCAPA that is a local organization that provides school supplies for the classrooms. And then on July 27th, from 10 to noon, there'll be a backpack and school supply giveaway, and it's going to be held at Ellettsville Christian Church. So I know I get a lot of questions every year about school supplies, and so pay attention to that. Also, I encourage parents to look at the open houses or the meet and greets that each school will have. It just really gets the kids excited about school to bring them over and go through the building. They show the parents where their classroom is and meet the teacher, and just makes the start of the school year such a positive experience for the school community.
So, Jerry, you begin this new school year with a new member to your team as Jenna Clark takes on the position of assistant principal at Edgewood High School. And I'm curious, do you have any comments you're able to share about the process you and your board used for searching for the right person for this position of assistant principal?
Well, this is a position that the high school principal has a lot of input in. Obviously, Mr. Ackerman wants to create a team, an administrative team that will do a good job supporting the school. And so we accept applications, we advertise for positions, and really a school corporation that has people know that it's a great school corporation to work with, has a great reputation. You know, usually that pays off with getting quality candidates. And I've noticed that ever since I've become part of the Edgewood Schools, is when we receive applications for various positions, we get highly qualified and exceptional candidates to choose from. So Jenna definitely fits that bill. She comes to us with administrative experience already. What I'm excited about is her background is in counseling. So not only will she be able to help students academically, but being able to help students through challenges that may affect or may not affect their behavior, might affect their academics, might affect their attendance. Jenna will be able to bring that to her conversations with students. And so we're really excited to have her. She's joined us for our administrative retreat, and she's already proven to be part of the team, and we're excited to have her.
Well, with that said, Jenna, let me turn to you. Hey, welcome to Super Chat. For the benefit of our listeners, can you share some information about yourself and your career history in the field of education?
I'm Jenna, and I have been married for 18 years. I have two awesome preteen teen kiddos of my own, and strangely enough, I started my educational experience and journey at Edgewood. Fresh out of graduate school, I became the family involvement coordinator at Edgewood for a year for my very first, you know, out of school job. That was very exciting. I had an opportunity to work with all grade levels at Edgewood. And then shortly after, I started my career at Bedford North Lawrence High School, where I was a high school counselor with grades 9 through 12. And my career there really just kind of grew and developed over time, became the director of counseling, and spent some time at the administration offices doing college and career readiness with students at all grade levels and aligning that work, and also worked with students virtually during the pandemic that we all remember so well. And then I had the opportunity to go back to Bedford North Lawrence High School and serve as an assistant principal there. And even more recently, spent some time at Bloomington High School North as an assistant principal as well, working with 10th graders exclusively, which was really fun.
Yeah, wow. Well, it's pretty rounded. That's excellent. And you're already at the administrative retreat and contributing to that, and that's always a plus. Well, of all of the aspects of your new position, what do you personally find the most exciting part of becoming a part of Edgewood Schools? I mean, how would you describe that?
Well, like Jerry said, Edgewood has a reputation of being a really great community within the school and the community as a whole. And that is what I have heard. And I'm so excited. And this summer, it's been really fun, as I told people about the change that I'm making in my career, just seeing people's reaction when they hear Edgewood. Oh, what a great school community. You're going to love it there. Everyone says, you're going to love it there. You know, what I like most about just being in education is just getting to know kids and teachers. That's actually getting to know teachers is one of my favorite parts about administration, something that I didn't really expect or know was going to be my favorite part. Having that opportunity in a smaller district that offers still so much to kids, I'm really excited to be part of that close-knit community.
Well, when you think about students, parents, and colleagues, describe for me what you view about the importance of relationships, the relationships that you will likely create with stakeholders.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, relationships is what it's all based on, right? Being a counselor at heart, relationships has always been the core of what I do every day. And I think about, you know, our expectations for each other as humans. You have to have relationship for that to work. Students have to feel like they have a relationship with me when I have expectations for them, right? Teachers have to know me and have to trust me to, at some level, and have expectations for me. So that relationship is so important. We have to get to know our families. You know, I can't just be someone on the phone telling you something that your kiddo did, right? We have to know each other and we have to have that mutual respect. So I think that's the core and foundation to everything.
Well, Jenna, we all wish you a smooth transition and much success in your new position as assistant principal at Edgewood High School. Well, Matt, let me turn to you now. For your stakeholders, our listeners, can you describe how construction and renovations will impact the 24-25 school year? Give us your thoughts on this.
Yeah, so this will definitely be a year of improvements around the school corporation. I know we've made a lot of them over the last 5 years or so, and this year will be no different. It'll probably be a little bit more amped up. But the end result of it is what's most exciting as far as what it will provide for our students and for our staff as far as the quality of facility and environment that they're able to come in and learn in, which also has a huge effect on their ability to learn and succeed. So that's something that we're very cognizant of. And so we're going to be seeing renovations across the campus, most specifically in the elementary schools, EPS and EIS, where we'll be doing classroom renovations, bathroom renovations. And so in order to make the school year run as smoothly as possible, the way that we've planned that out is in phases. So trying not to bite off too much at once so that it doesn't disrupt the learning of our kids and our ability of our staff to operate efficiently and effectively. And so we've built those out in phases. So we're only taking on so much during certain time periods that allows us to move in and out of spaces and then adjust kind of during opportune times during the school year to get things done. And so those things will be happening at both the elementary schools and as well as the high school. And so going through and renovating areas that haven't been touched in over 20 plus years. And our staff has done, especially our custodial and maintenance staff, has done a great job of maintaining our buildings. But over time, those things wear down and need to be refreshed in order to provide a quality environment. And so those are things that we're taking the opportunity to do. And like you said, the summer goes by fast, right? So you're going to say, hey, why don't you do this during the summer? We're doing some of that during the summer, but that takes time. And us, like, being no different than probably a lot of different places, we say, hey, we want to get all of this done during the summer. And it's just not quite possible when you look at just being able to get contractors on site, getting the staffing on site. And you know, everybody has that same idea. We're getting work done during the summer, and it'll happen throughout the school year and again next summer in order to complete some of these projects. But again, the idea was to put it into phases. So that it minimized the impact as far as moving around and some of those things as far as presenting challenges through the year. We've been as open and honest with staff about this upcoming year to say, hey, I know at times this is going to be challenging. It's going to be something like, oh, I wish I didn't have to move into this this other classroom for a time period. But at the end of the day, what it's going to provide to us is what's most exciting. So We've created documents for staff internally to be able to see, so they're very aware of kind of where they're moving and when, what that looks like throughout the course of the school year. And then also the other bigger projects outside of just classroom renovations that will be going on is the construction of a student activity center on the backside of the high school, which provides a true enlarged auxiliary gym space that probably is more closely thought of probably by most people as more of like a field house type space. But it'll provide a lot of space for our students academically. It'll provide a lot of space for them athletically, and also space for the community as far as holding events that our community would be involved in. So that will be being constructed. That bigger project, the goal for that would be to be completed sometime in the fall of 2025. So a little more than a year from now. And then also kind of in conjunction with that is the renovation of our high school kitchen, which is over 60 plus years old. It's amazing to think that it's been able to function that long, but it's overdue to be taken care of. And so we'll be renovating and moving that within the building to provide an enlarged cafeteria space for our students. We understand that our community is growing, and so we know that we need to be able to have the capacity to serve more students, provide that seating space and a environment for them to sit down and enjoy a meal and have some community. So that's something that will be going on as well. And one of the other projects that's going on that we're really excited about as well is the construction of a new preschool, an early childhood center. That will be going on just west of EPS. So you'll start to see throughout the school year the construction going on next to that building. It will not be an adjoined building, but it will be very nearby with a short concrete path to it, as far as just to continue to have that one campus feel on our grounds. And that's something that's a huge benefit to our students and to our staff. And so it'll be in close proximity, kind of have that natural progression. Students move from one building to the next and having a good feel of where they're at and the comfort that brings parents and students. So we're working on the construction of that. We're going to work hard on meeting a tight timeline, which is to have that ready to go for the 25-26 school year. It will double the capacity of our preschool, as well as provide a daycare space for staff. One of the challenges I think a lot of employers face is making sure that they continue to attract and retain high quality people. And one of the things that we've faced, I'm sure like many other places, is that some people are faced with the decision of, I can't find childcare and I need to make a decision about whether or not I can return to my job or I need to do something else. And we've lost quality teachers because of that in the past. And so one of the things that we're anxious to provide is a place for our staff to know that, A, it's on campus, it's a safe quality space, but B, that they can return to work and we can keep good people working with our kids and within our community. So that's something that will be a huge benefit to our staff and hopefully to our kids, because it keeps great teachers in our building. So that's something that's really exciting. And so, again, preschool and early childhood, I don't know if anybody will have gotten the chance, but there was a story I think that went out on ABC News Channel 6 where they came and did a story with Dr. Sanders and Heather Kenzik, our director of the preschool, and just talking about the importance of early childhood and the role that plays in the success of a child and their educational career. And we're excited to expand that opportunity in our community because it is a need and it is important so that we get students off to a great start and they can have a successful journey as they transition through our school corporation and hopefully go out into the world and do great things. So it will be a year of construction. As the year goes on, we'll try to do our best to provide updates to parents, as far as there'll probably be times where we'll have to adjust traffic patterns just to allow construction to continue to progress in a timely manner. But we'll try to get that out, and hopefully people will work with us and be patient at times. I know it's hard with pick up and drop off, but be patient at times as we work through that so that we can get people in the doors and out the doors safely and hopefully efficiently as well. So we'll continue to put information out and let people know of those changes as we progress through the different phases of construction. But we're really excited. When these improvements are done, it is going to be a huge win for our kids and for our community, and we're excited to provide that.
Well, you have a lot of things on the burner and very ambitious, but it's all in the interest of improving things to take your operations and facilities to the next level. This is wonderful. You do have quite an ambitious lineup of improvements, but it's all great. It's all in the interest of progress. Time marches on. Things need to be updated. I think we all get that part. And on future shows, we can maybe have you on for updates on where things stand. Well, this has no doubt been a beneficial conversation for our listeners, and I would like to thank each of you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support, the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of the Flypod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Beanblossom Community Schools.